Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Have you ever had a Krispy Kreme? Have you ever gone to Krispy Kreme?
Yeah.
Was it crispy?
No.
Right.
Hey!
And Tim Kalpakis.
What is up?
Like, you gotta explain to the people what that was.
I love that
lady.
What
do you mean? What do you mean? That was my intro. That's it.
She's a TikTok lady.
I don't know where it came from, but it's this lady who's just kind of standing there. And that's what she says. And it's a meme that's usually paired with, like, text on the top that's, like, you know, me trying to make a conversation at a party.
Also, I asked you, like, tell them what it is. I don't know what it is. That's all I know about it, is that one lady saying that one thing.
Who knows?
There's nothing more to get.
Right.
What I love is, like, it doesn't feel like she's asking that and learning it for the first time. It feels, I can't tell, like, it's almost like she knows that and she's asking the question to make a point almost, but it kind of cuts off before you know. You need the context.
Well, the funny thing, the visual is so funny because it's like she says, right, and then kind of like looks at the person talking to her, like stands up straight and has just a look of like, not like you get my point, but just like, I'm done talking.
That's all I needed. All I wanted to say about this.
You know what I came across today? Do you remember that video where it's of a flooding motel or a flooding hotel room? There's like a hotel staff is like trying to grab a guy who's like wet, and the guy hops over the rail, jumps down into the parking lot, and like lands on an SUV. And he slides off on his butt. This family in the parking lot, this little girl is like, "That's our car! That's our car!"
Do you know the context of that? Like, what was he like the guy who started the flood or something?
I have no idea. It's just like another one of those things where, like, the more you watch it, the weirder it is. And this shrieking girl at the end is like so protective of their SUV.
There's a thing online or an internet picture. It's like, I think it was like the craziest picture online. And it was like a little kid in his underpants playing an acoustic guitar. It looks like a hotel room or something. Somebody like, it looks like they're gonna throw up. Some other guy's like dancing. It's like a grandmother, a dad, kid. It's just like crazy shit that's happening at once.
Yeah, I feel like that's a genre too. Is like of now people have staged it where they've planted weird things, but it's sort of just like, here's a video where five different weird things. The more you look at it, the weirder it gets.
The first one I saw was in college, and you know how there used to be those like, before we called them memes even, they were like fake motivational posters.
Yeah,
black, and then it would have like an image, and then it would just be like resilience, and then like a little quote about resilience.
I love that.
This one just said, unexplainable. This photo can't be explained. And the photo was a kid in a tuxedo outside holding a toaster, and behind him was a crashed UPS truck. just like, what the fuck is this?
There's something so fun, or like satisfying to me, if someone explains to me like a meme video, and then you look up like Krispy Kreme lady, and it pops up, and you're like, oh, I found it. I found exactly what everyone's talking about.
Whew. Well, let's get back on the rails with a little booze news.
Bip, 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 bip. Booze news. Hit it.
Oh, oh, shoot. Oh, God, I thought I turned that off. Hello? Oh, hey, thanks for calling me back. I was on your guys' website, specialtycondoms.com. I was wondering if... you ever seen a blue jay's beak? No, I know, I must be like the only guy who's calling because the mini condoms are too small. Oh, I am. Oh, interesting.
Michael!
Like, oh my...
Mike, can I talk to you off camera?
Michael! Who cares?
Mike,
stop.
Michael, stop it.
No, I can't use the mini size condoms because my penis is too small.
It's business.
Mike trailer was sent to us by Adam LeClaire. And if you have a booze news theme, email it to the sloppyboyspodcast@gmail.com.
Ooh, that's
very
good.
Very good. That's always impressive when somebody has like all the pulls from all the episodes. Not all the episodes.
Yeah, but. I loved hearing Franny in there. Michael, yeah. Why does it matter?
I wonder what I was talking about.
Yeah, you were going on one of your rants. No.
That wasn't a Patreon. That was a mainline, right? What episode was the?
That was one. I forget, but
I feel like it was an episode of Hanford's Hobbies that got interrupted or something.
No,
like
this was. Well, this is well before Hanford's Hobbies. This may have been before Zubi Condorino's movie reviews. This Damn. Was. I think I like was trying a drink that I was making myself,
oh,
or variation
yes,
or something.
Taste testing something that we had come up with the week.
Yeah, it was like the
week.
Ashy bottle or something, and then
then
you left the recorder going. Unfortunately,
while you were ordering condoms,
right,
you know.
That was tough.
Mm.
That was a tough week for us. Yeah,
it is. I always enjoy when I tweet something online. It's usually irreverent. And people write, just in the comments, write, Mike! Michael.
You're constantly getting disciplined by everyone you know.
Things I say can't be held with any type of respect or regard.
Well, no, it's you need to be kept in line, Mike. Yeah, you got no discipline, you're out of line, you need a little bark.
It's much like the Homer's Bart.
Oh.
Oh, hmm.
Bart. My dad used to give me sort of a Tim, and it was in jest. A lot of time it was me trying to be funny. Tim,
shut it down.
Not funny. Okay, first piece of booze news, and really, hey, only piece of booze news because it's kind of a big one that I wanted to share.
Ooh.
That I saw on Twitter shared by slobheads. You love it when the community takes it upon themselves to do something, and the slobheads. Mm-hmm. Both on our Discord that you get mm-hmm. access to when you subscribe to the Patreon, and on Twitter, they did a bracket of all of the drinks that we have done on this podcast as of they shut down the eligibility about like a month or something ago, and then they voted. They did a bracket and they voted on their favorite drinks. Did you guys see this?
I did. I voted.
Yes, I did.
Oh, Jeff, what was your winner?
Oh, I forget. This was months ago.
Is that legal?
Yeah, everybody gets to vote if you're on the Discord.
Are you on the Discord?
Yes.
Are you a slophead? Do you pay the $5?
No.
Okay, so I don't know if this is actually...
Are you a fan of our band?
I'm more into the pod.
Ew! Well, I thought this was the ringleader was Mitch on the web, and everybody got involved, and everybody voted. And I was really impressed to see the winner.
Yes.
Wait, you guys both saw the winner, right?
Yes, no. I forgot.
Take your guess.
Trinidad Sour.
It was one that I was surprised at. It was like a margarita or something. I forget.
Margarita was in the finals.
Yeah.
And was bested by the winner... The Paloma.
That's right.
Wow. So we're going by taste, not by like that was a good episode. We're going by like the taste of the drink.
Taste of the drink.
Mm-hmm. This Paloma is a, I probably haven't thought about that drink in 4 months.
What?
Wow. And 4 months ago, did you think really hard about it?
No, probably somebody mentioned it. I said, nah, okay. Yeah. Not for me. See,
wow, I feel the exact opposite, Mike. I was going to say, in my search for the drink of the summer, I'm not here standing here saying that the Paloma, everyone's going to say summer 2022 was not the Dirty Shirley.
Nobody thinks you're saying that.
Okay, thank you. But what I want to communicate to you guys is I have definitely seen a rise in popularity in the Paloma, just going from what in some circles was an obscure drink to becoming somewhat expected, like it's no longer a dazzler in a nice way. Like when we were at that wedding in Santa Barbara, I saw someone was having one. And just in general, they're floating around on menus that are not attention grabby menus. It's just sort of like the Paloma, you know, Margarita, you know, Paloma.
You know what I got to credit it to, Tim?
What?
Two brands.
QAnon?
Q the Cuervo?
No. There's a brand. It's called
Where are we going with this, Jeff? I don't think I want to be a party to whatever theory this is.
Oh, the soda?
It's the soda. The grapefruit soda. There used to be just like inconsistent, weird grapefruit sodas. Now we got Fever Tree and we got Q. Two great grapefruits. If you spot them, buy them.
I really like it as a... You know, because I was thinking about it, it does make sense for the summer as a real good slophead drink because of its, there's a charm to the simplicity. Like fancy bars will sell you a pink one and they've squozen some citrus into it and stuff like that. But I think the simplicity of tequila and squirt. Yeah, tequila and squirt. Hey, squeeze a lime.
Pinch. Say it as much as you want, Tim. I'm not biting.
Hold on, tequila and squirt.
For those of us who have forgotten that episode completely, what exactly is the Paloma? Tequila and squirt?
Grapefruit soda. So it could be. I always knew it as squirt, but it could be like Jarritos or any of the bougie ones. Rich friend Jeff says
go bougie.
Ooh. Okay.
But even I got no problem. I love those. Those sodas are better than Squirt. But either way, much like the motherfucking Russian Root or the Calpe Cordial, a simple two-ingredient drink. And I mean, the Paloma, according to the IBA, it gets a squeeze of lime and a pinch of salt, and that's very nice.
Ooh.
But it's an easy thing to keep. If you got a big bottle of your favorite grapefruit soda in your fridge, it's a kind of an easy one to just make it. I'm not saying it has to dazzle you, but promote it from a drink you never have to just one of your kind of standbys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I will say I usually don't keep a lot of grapefruit soda in the house because I don't like it. But this conversation is giving me quite an idea for a summer drink I might start thinking up.
Okay.
Oh.
Ooh.
Is it a bubbler?
An idea to start thinking of something. Interesting stuff.
The idea is to write down and start thinking about this drink because I think it's going to be good and I'm going to mix it up.
I've been tinkering in the test kitchen with my summer drink and maybe I'll have, I think tonight after we record, I'm going to have one.
Ooh.
Oh, I got to get working on my test kitchen. I was talking a lot about molasses the other episode.
Yeah.
And I got to stick the landing here.
Molasses season is not for a while.
I probably can't work on mine tonight because the main ingredient, is found only in the darkest crypts of Egypt.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to the crypts of Egypt next week, but I just don't know
I'll talk to you off pod because I don't want to blow things.
Is it embalming fluid?
It's Tuts!
Mummy juice?
Tuts spirit. It's mummy juice. Tuts Tangare.
Ooh.
All right. I have a quick piece of booze news that I don't even care about, but I feel like I should say.
Damn. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Walter Cronkite.
I feel like we are over this sort of thing. But
I'm over the moon hearing you do a booze news thing.
It came across my desk and I just had to say it. Bud Light Seltzer Cocktail Hour Variety Pack.
Oh.
Now, what is that going to be?
Tropical Punch, Lime Margarita, Watermelon Mojito, and Strawberry Daiquiri.
Have we seen some repeats in there?
Yeah, I feel like they've tried this last year or two, whatever it was that we did.
If you were really doing the cocktail thing and you're leaning into cocktail, why still like with the Watermelon Mojito or why this spins on stuff? Just stoop the classics.
And like this reminds me of what was it, Out of Office?
Right.
Yeah. That's what that's, yes.
But Out of Office implies... vacation, whereas cocktail hour, it should be like a Manhattan and an old fashioned and a martini.
Yeah, the font on this is tiki-ish.
Oh, freaky tiki.
And then I saw down in the fine print.
Wow. And
it said the fine print.
I want to address that in a second. Go ahead.
Now let's keep this show moving.
In the fine print, they say, the Bud Light Seltzer Cocktail Hour flavors make a great addition to the seltzer portfolio alongside our full-time offerings, classics, retro, and hard soda. So it seems like Bud Light Seltzer has nominated their classics, the retro summer pack, and hard soda to be their year-round offerings.
They've been upgraded from featured player to cast.
I thought they were all just sort of like whatever season.
That's so funny. They're acting like that. This is like the cast, and we're like, oh, wow. Oh.
I don't love that the thing they're talking about for the what's the new one called? Cocktail Hour. Cocktail Hour, saying portfolio and full time. It sounds too work like.
Too corporate.
I liked Out of Office Pack by the name. I like that name.
I feel like we are done with seltzer. We don't cover that anymore. We did a twofer. But I think maybe the people at Bud Light heard about that and they said, well, we'll get the Sloppy Boys for one last go.
I agree with you. I don't think we need to jump on every pack. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. But I do think it'd be nice if we did the Christmas one every year.
That's the weirdest prank that's one. Nice. So maybe that is worth the
It's a tradition.
Oh.
My admission is that's a tradition.
Have you had the Saranac Christmas Seltzer Pack?
No.
Seltzer Pack. you know, what's Saranac? Upstate New York?
Saranac Lake, I believe.
Beautiful land up there. Oh.
Lovely land. I would love to maybe bulldoze and put a couple parking lots.
Oh, the land.
Tasteful. Tasteful.
What are you parking up there for?
Pave paradise.
Yes. Hey, do you know when Joni sang Pave Paradise, do you know what got paved?
Let's see. Where was she?
Oh, I bet you I know, Tim.
WeHo.
Oh, that's not what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
Remember how the Gelsons on Franklin used to be like an old Disneyland or something? Or that used to be like the old Disney studios? Is that right?
Yep.
That's what I was thinking she was going for.
That would have been a good one.
What the fuck? Were the animators work in the fucking deli section? Come on!
Mike!
Here's a question, though.
Good work there. You had to think of a Disney thing, and then you had to think of a grocery thing. You very quickly said animators, deli, two filing cabinets. This guy plays game. He's UCB trained, folks.
you say good thing there. I take issue with that. I don't know if that was good. It wasn't great. That's for sure. Now, what are you talking? Pay Paradise, WeHo, just like in general?
No, let's say you're on the Sunset Strip. You're driving west. You pass like... the Virgin Megastore, like the Sunset 5.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, yeah.
There's, on the left side, there's a Mickey D's.
Mm.
And that parking lot that is the Mickey D's formerly was the Gardens of Allah apartment complex that was like a party sort of Zelda and Scott Fitzgerald drinky type of party spot. It was in that, I feel like they used it in, or referenced it in that, Ryan Gosling, Emma Stone gangster movie from a few years ago. But it was kind of like the L.A. flapper party zone. And then it got paved and parking lotted.
Wait, so it was... That's so funny. Because I thought that whole song was about, like, you know, overexpansion and, like, you know, taking away green spaces. But it was just like... They paved over a party spot.
I know. I would have thought it was about like Native American displacement or something like that.
You can make grander conclusions, but it is funny to be like, no, it's one apartment one building spot. They got rid of. And they put up a Mickey D's.
Ooh.
And they should have changed it to they paved paradise and put up a Mickey D's.
Yeah.
Put up a Grimace home.
Very good.
All right, I got Jeff. Are you done with the seltzer?
Yeah,
I got a bit of booze, but I got to get my prop. Hold on a second.
Great.
I never really thought of it. Mickey D's is just Grimace's home, but yeah, that's where he lives.
Well, hey, don't forget the Fry Kids. They live there too.
Fry Guys.
Okay, sorry. And Birdie.
It was Mayor McCheese the first one you said? Okay, so you remember last, right before we were starting Booze News in the last episode, There was a media issue and media needed to be retrieved. And I was killing time. So I said, you know what? I'm eating grapes now. I had a good group of grapes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I bought some more. And while I was saying that, Jeff, you said, you ever freeze them?
Mm-hmm.
I said, no. And you said, okay, they're good. Well, guess what I have here? Frozen grapes. We're going to do live. We are going live with the review.
Have you had? Is this for?
I've had, and I only tried it once because someone tipped me off, and I remember being pleasantly surprised.
They're hard. Usually, yeah. I got the grape right up to the microphone. Usually, hear a squish, squish. You don't hear anything when I'm squeezing this. Here we go.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My review.
Uh huh.
It's good.
Yes, Michael.
Ooh. Okay. An issue.
Uh-huh. Oh, boy, here we go. He's going to spit it out.
Mm-mm. Those have pits?
Mm-mm. Let me deal with this. Hold on.
Oh, he's choking. Yep, he's passed away.
Okay. I do not like to bite into ice cream. Okay?
Yeah.
Right? It's sensitive teeth.
Yeah, the sensitive teeth. You see these people take front teeth bites in ice cream.
I'll do it.
You wonder where these people are going to end up. Because that's sick stuff. But this is good. It was just a very sensitive RT, so I need to.
Would you bite a popsicle?
No. No.
I think that's even worse, to be honest.
I do the thing where, like, I like get a popsicle and I use my, like, tongue and roof of my mouth to, like, bite it.
Yeah. When I was a kid, before I lost my baby teeth, I remember just, like, crunching down a Rocket Pop, no trouble. And then when I grew my adult teeth, which I'm so proud of, then they were more sensitive and I couldn't do it. Ooh, speaking of which, listen to this. Do you guys have wisdom teeth or did you have your wisdom teeth taken out?
I had my Wizzies removed, all four.
I think I have one hanging out, subterranean stylies.
Cool. That's awesome, kind of an underground tooth.
The rest are gone.
Now, is that your term or the dentist?
Dentist.
That's what my orthodontist said.
In my late 20s, my wisdom teeth started to grow in, and I said, here we go. It's going to crowd, and I'm going to have to get the surgery. And I went to Gentle Dental. Well, first I ignored it for a few years. Then I went to Gentle Dental, and Dr. Abrams told me that he's like, you know what? They're not crowding, but they seem to have stopped growing. They're just kind of sitting there. And then every like annual checkup, you're like, yeah, they're just sitting there. So this is like years
dormant
ago.
Volcanoes. Yeah.
They're dormant. They lay dormant, but with great dangerous potential.
Like Godzilla.
They're going to erupt with tooth pus.
While he, gross. He was like, here's the thing. It's fine. If they just sit back there, that is fine. They're halfway grown in. So they pierced the skin. You can see them, but they're not all the way in, all four. And he's like, it's a little hard to brush. Just make sure you really get back there. But other than that, stop.
No.
Sorry, Tim.
Okay, George Martin's friends.
The Fabulous Four.
He was like, if they just sit there half grown in for the rest of your life, it's probably fine. But let's keep an eye on them. Then
probably. He's the expert.
There's a whole. We'll do a Patreon episode about him. But I want to say 6 years pass, and then last weekend. Youch! One of them's on the move, baby. He's coming in.
Whoa!
So what is it? Isn't that
you're
weird?
Teething.
It's like plate tectonics that they're just hiding back there, and then.
Whoa!
Interesting. I have a few more things to say about teeth, but I'm gonna hold it, and maybe there'll be some space later in the episode because this is boobs.
You have a good producer's mind.
Yeah. But I have some good stuff to say about teeth. Two good points,
Tim. You should pull them.
I can't pull them now. They're not in far enough to get on there.
Yeah. Because you don't want to be...
Maybe I'll do what Danger Aaron did in Jackass 3.
Just yoink it.
Yeah.
But you don't want to be 90 years old and have your body spending precious energy trying to push those teeth out.
Yeah.
That's your energy.
Oh, that's true, but I got to tell you, it has never occurred to me that I would be 90 years old. Like, you know, those young people that do drugs and party are like, oh, I don't think I'll make it to 30. My version of that is... eating the way that I eat.
You mentioned this last episode with the steaks.
Yeah.
If I don't eat 20 steaks a year,
they're good.
Maybe you don't want to live that long. I don't know. It's up to you.
If I make it to 70, I'll be shocked beyond belief. I think I'm one of these guys who has a 69 heart attack at 69.
Nice. Nasty boy.
Stop.
Nasty man is a nasty boy.
Tim the nasty man.
Can we please rack up this fucking...
Why don't we wrap it up? We can rack it up some other time.
Oh, I'll fucking wring your little neck for that. Oh, you got to
get out of plane and get out of here, buddy, because I am...
I'm coming out there. Fourth of July, I'm sending a fucking a firework straight up your ass.
You better not. Don't do
don't,
that.
Tim, don't.
Don't.
Okay, I won't.
All right, is that it for booze news?
That could wreak havoc on my rectals. Ooh, that's familiar. Another Mario theme.
No, it's a Zelda flute.
Zelda.
You know, Zeldini. All these old games, they love a flute.
Yeah.
They do.
Is an ocarina a flute?
Ocarina is basically a flute.
Perfect.
Now, here's what I'll say.
Wind instrument. Jeff, yeah, go ahead.
I love what you're doing, this theme you've been putting up. The last 3 weeks, you've been doing this.
The video gamey themes?
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks.
Keep that up. It's a nice little quiz right in the center of the episode.
Who's got the drink of the week? Not it.
I do.
You
ready for it?
Tell us about it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, hey, I'll be honest with you guys. I'll shoot you straight. A lot of people, when they hear Planter's Punch, they think of the Peanut Man's favorite fighting method, you know? But no, not today. We're talking about... the drink, Planter's Punch. You've had?
Not had. Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Not had, but have heard in a tiki space.
Were they on the menu at Good Luck Bar? I think they were.
Yes.
Maybe I have had.
I'm the same as you guys. I haven't had, but I've heard because it's on a lot of tiki menus, and the one thing I knew about it is that tiki guys like to say, you know, that's an older, that predates tiki. So it's sort of like, it's on all the tiki menus, but it's one of those ones where you're like, this one goes way back. It's an old Jamaican drink. Jamaican drink. Jerry.
Great.
But in preparation for today's pod, I finally looked into it. And here's what's interesting. Perhaps you've heard this rhyme. One of sour, two of sweet. Three of strong, four of weak.
Yeah, that's like what you get a bride on the wedding day, right?
Yeah.
Tim, could you say that again? I haven't heard it.
One of sour, two of sweet, three of strong, four of weak.
Interesting. No.
I've heard. It's a time-honored bartender's poem. for making it's a certain like ratio of like sour would be your citrus to sweet would be like a simple syrup or something else sweet. The strong is your liquor and weak would be like ice club or water or club soda. So you can kind of apply that to a million different drinks and you know, I had heard I didn't really actually like look at it and realize it goes, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. 30 days, half September.
Yeah.
Are you sure you're not thinking of the Feist song?
1, 2, 3,
or
four.
The Coolio song?
Oh, yes.
Get your woman on the floor.
They got to do a mashup of that.
They got to do that. One of the DJs of the country.
So that rhyme that bartenders hold so very dear is... derived from a certain place. Listen closely. Did you guys ever read Fun magazine in London in 1878?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, no. Never.
Well, there's a particular issue of the British magazine Fun in 1878 that had this recipe for Planter's Punch. That's why we're saying this predates,
man, you know, 1878. There were magazines back then? Woo!
That's when it was all about the magazine, man. You bought a magazine, you learned everything. You didn't know anything else.
That's where all the knowledge was.
News and communication was so fucking slow back then.
I really think that like people define, not even that long ago, but up into the 70s, like if you were like you're like, hi, I read Harper's Bazaar. People are like, well, I read National Geographic. And it's like different types of people, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I guess these what is days, that now? People saying what websites they go to?
I think
I
go to Harper's website.
Right now I'm on Zencaster.com.
Nobody reads anything. It's just like, you know what type of person somebody is when they're like, I listen to the Joe Rogan Experience.
Podcast.
And that's me. That's what I listen to.
Yes.
Your friend Tim.
That's so weird that there's just tens of thousands of really core devoted slopheads. And then me, you think I'd be the main slophead? No, I'm a Rogan guy.
A Rogan on your noggin.
Mm-hmm.
Get a little Rogan on your noggin. Joe Rogan Experience coming up next.
You're on the sloppy voice.
Okay, I got off track there. Listen to this Planter's Punch recipe and remember, one is sour, two is sweet, three is strong, four weak. When you hear this, this is how they wrote recipes back in the day. A wine glass with lemon juice fill of sugar, the same glass fill twice. Then rub them together until the mixture looks smooth, soft, and nice. Of rum, then three wine glasses add, and four of cold water, please take a drink, then you'll have that's not bad, at least so they say in Jamaica.
Did fucking Kendrick Lamar write this? What's going on over there?
Jeez Louise, I did not follow a word of that.
Yeah, well, Kendrick Lamar read it.
Also, wasn't that during a time when they say wine glass, but they mean shot glass?
Yeah, that was also like...
We came across that once before, I think.
Episode one, when we talked about Jerry Thomas, writer of the Jerry Thomas Guide. Stop. I did not mean Phantom Menace.
That's one of those things where I think I'm doing like the soundboard. You know when you listen to a radio show and someone's doing the soundboard? And yeah, you're like, how come they're not commenting on that? They just...
Well, doesn't Howard stop every time and then yell at Fred?
No. He loves it.
Frank? Fred.
Fred.
Well, I like Fred.
Tim, tell me that's not the recipe we have to go by today.
No. You're not fucking with lemon. You're not reaching for wine glasses. But yeah, that was Jerry Thomas era. That's kind of what you used.
I don't need a fucking bachelor's in linguistics to get this. Thank God I don't need a bachelor's in linguistics to get this recipe correct. Tim, hit me with something a little more pedestrian, if you would.
So cool. The proportions we're using today.
Yeah.
The IBA did kind of use the modern incarnation of this and tried to do a little tip of the hat at those proportions. But this is kind of a loosely, this drink is very simple, right? We're talking dark Jamaican rum, lime, sugar. There's other rum, lime, sugar drinks, the daiquiri, cachaça is a caipirinha.
Yeah, and close.
Blah, blah, blah. But, this one, there's kind of a loose, it went on to have a pretty loose definition, but all you got to know, if you're drinking this drink, no, it's an old Jamaican drink. It's named for the planters in the sugarcane fields. There was a theory that it was named after the Planters Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina, but the timeline don't work out. We're talking about probably most likely the enslaved workers on plantations in Jamaica during European colonization. That's where this kind of rum comes from. But this goes on to be, it gets looped up in the tiki boom. And then different juices can be added to it. I looked at a lot of different recipes that use OJ or pineapple juice. The two big tiki dudes, Trader Vic and Don the Beachcomber, both had their own versions. Vic added lemon, grenadine, and soda. Don, of course, added falernum and weird shit. But here's the IBA Bartenders Association recipe that we're going with today. I'll read it and we can complain as we go. 45 milliliters of Jamaican rum. Jamaican rum. Iconically would be Myers. I have Coruba. What do you guys got?
Myers.
I have Smith and Cross. I'm going to use that.
Beautiful.
I have Mount Gay too, but I've been using that with other stuff. So I want to go back to this Smith and Cross.
Smart. I think Myers at one point was promoting this drink a lot, in ads and on the back of their bottle as like, this is what you're buying Myers for. So it's an ounce and a half of that. Then 15 milliliters or half an ounce of lime juice, squeezing it up fresh, folks.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Then 30 milliliters, aka 1 ounce, of what the IBA says is sugar cane juice.
Yes.
You guys, you look at this, when you look at this in the recipe guide, what's going through your head? What do you think?
My thought was, this is easily found. I will go to any number of places and scoop it right off the shelf. It has eluded me these past 3 days.
Oh my God. I had similar, I said, maybe I'll use some of my fancy Demerara cane syrup and I'll water it down. Because I looked online and I saw like cans of Goya or Kerns or whatever of like sugar cane juice.
Seems now, like you can buy it, but
seems like
good luck.
I was picturing the bottle. I mean, the can. I was like, yeah. So I went to a Mexican grocery store, Vallarta, that I love. They didn't have it. Then I went to a Filipino grocery store, Seafood City. Love that place. They didn't have it.
You dug deeper than I did. I just went to Lassen's in the grocery store and found all sorts of like close looking by the honey.
Yeah.
I'm looking by the.
Yeah. I was like looking. It was weird to even know where to look and very annoying to ask people because they were like, oh boy, I don't know. Like there's so many things that they were close to it. So I texted celebrity bartender Jack Schramm and he said, he was like, look, sugarcane juice. Schmuggercane juice. You're not going to find it. Bartenders don't work with it because it ferments too fast. You're not going to find it, boys. Here's what you do. Even this IBA recipe has a little asterisk note that says add dilution up to taste. It can be given by water, ice, or fresh juices. So he said, look at that. They're talking about diluting. You can use juices. And he sent me to a Punch magazine recipe that used some pineapple juice and orange juice. And he was like, just use these some other juices because you're not going to find sugarcane. Then a text comes in from Jefferson Dutton.
Oh my God.
A daily double?
No, a text comes in.
Cap?
And I say, Tim, I've found it. I think I'm on to it.
Where did you find it?
Honestly, I went to the grocery store and I came home with coconut palm sugar and Demerara brown sugar. And I was like, I'm going to make something close to it. I want to have the real taste. And then I said, you know what? I'm going to search just sugar cane on my maps. And lo and behold, right next to UCB Sunset is a place called like Raw Cane. Was that what it's called?
Really?
Rock Ain?
This place is called Raw Cane Super Juice. And they make juices out of raw sugar cane juice. Or you can just get the raw sugarcane juice.
Amazing.
And the lady looked shocked that I had like walked in the store. They must get no traffic whatsoever.
Oh, Jefferson, what are you doing?
And I said, 2 bottles, please. And she said, make sure you use them within like 4 days because normally we deal with this shit frozen. It ferments fast. And then also, you'll be happy to know this is sourced from NorCal.
Cool.
Our neighbors to the north.
Ah.
Up in groovy weed country. I like that.
Oh, is this infused?
Mike, I like, so that's similar to what Jack said about you got to move fast with this stuff. He was saying that's why they don't really stock it at bars, even you know, bars that like fresh ingredients and stuff. I'm curious about letting it ferment and then see if I have some cachaça in my fridge.
Yeah, because I was reading about it, that it, if you look it up, it looks green, which is weird. You wouldn't think of that being green. And then it also was described as having a very light, sweet, apple juicy taste, which I'm looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
This is very interesting. I called a bunch of places. I went to a bunch of places and I started calling liquor stores and asking if they had it. And a bunch of liquor stores kept telling me, oh, we can't carry anything that's not liquor. Their licensing doesn't do it. But then I was like, I feel like I've been to these liquor stores and seen their mixers and all that stuff.
Yeah, liquor stores.
So maybe if it's like under the umbrella of a Bacardi mixer, it still is, they can sell it. I don't know. But weird. I looked up like what you can use otherwise, and I saw something that said syrup, maple syrup.
Maple syrup?
So you know I'm putting in some Vermont maple syrup.
Wow!
Damn,
interesting.
It's gonna be thick.
How much are you gonna like dilute it and make a little?
Oh, maybe I should.
Right, 30 milliliters would be too much. I think you want to probably match the amount of lime juice or slightly less, but maybe a half ounce.
I have to give that a stir too because I don't want chunking on the bottom.
This is interesting.
You could dunk an Eggo in there. That's good.
That'd be nice.
Hey, keep it that Eggo away from 11.
Do that. Keep that away from her.
Yes, keep that away from her.
Okay, so those are the ingredients. Now the method is pour all... I mean, this was tripping me up a little bit too. Pour all ingredients directly into a small tumbler or typical terracotta glass.
Yeah, sure.
Well, when you said tumbler, I was like, shit, all I have is typical terracotta glass.
The typical run-of-the-mill old terracotta glass. And here's the note that Jack mentioned. Add dilution up to taste. It can be given by water, ice, or fresh juices. Garnish with orange zest. Beautiful. Great. So, I've always seen this, like when you Google it, I see it in like normal glasses, highball glasses, lowball glasses. I see it a lot in a kind of a tiki mug. The IBA has this picture of a typical terracotta glass that I've never seen.
It's never seen. Small. Never seen. No, typical to our one weird website.
Yeah. And this is so strange. They didn't mention any shaking, right? They said pour all ingredients directly into a small tumbler, like room temperature ingredients. And then this note, add dilution up to taste. It can be given by water, ice, or fresh juices. If you don't dilute, that's insane, because lime, rum, sugarcane juice is going to be a very stiff drink. Now, I was looking at these measurements, 15 lime, 15 milliliters lime, 30 milliliters sugarcane, 45 milliliters, one of sour, two of sweet, three of strong. Yeah. So I'm going to put So 2 ounces of water or ice, I guess ice, but then do I shake it until it's gone? No.
I'm going to shake this shit out of it.
I'm just going to put it on ice.
Yeah, this says just pour it right into the cup, right?
Right, but if you pour it into the cup and then you add water to taste or fresh juices to taste, you could use OJ or whatever, but let's say you do water to taste. It sounds like these old-timey punches, because I know that there was like old colonial and old New York punches that guys drank at pubs that were like room temperature, citrus, sugar,
nasty
liquor.
Boys.
Kind of nasty. Interesting. But I could see myself in a KV bar in New York doing that around the holidays. But if I want to have the real Jamaican experience here, I don't know if they had ice in Jamaica in the 1800s.
But I think you're right, Tim. Shake it up.
I'm gonna shake it up.
Shake it up.
Are you shaking on cubes and pouring? Pouring
I think
on
I'm
fresh
gonna
cubes?
Need to shake it up because of the syrup. I need to get that moving all around.
Yeah.
Right, and Mike, because you're using syrup and not cane juice, you can dilute yours a little more than us. Like you could put a little half ounce of water as well, or something.
Yeah, yeah.
But folks, I think what we're learning here is this is a loosely defined drink. When even the IBA says dilute to taste, all that's important to us is you have something that has rum, lime, and sugar. And if you want it with ice, go for it. If you want to add water to it, go for it. If you want to put pineapple juice, go for it. I don't think we're stressing about, in the world of this drink, I think it's kind of customizable. You do you.
Can I also say this? If you want to crack a 7-Up and you don't want to drink at all, do that.
Make 7.
Not bad.
Up yours.
Yeah. Well, do you want to get into it? I'm looking forward to this one.
Me too.
Yes.
Great, folks. We'll see you after those ads you love so much.
Toodaloo.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something and you go, I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest, and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell the therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So, folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
With planners punches, let's see him punches up.
I like look. Oh, Jefferson, beautiful.
I used the hurricane.
I like that.
Very nice.
Ooh,
Michael,
nice.
You got a ring around yours? What's that? Oh, it's the glass.
It's just the some painted glass there. This is a what is this? I think this is a Bailey's glass. It's got a little.
I like it.
A little swivel.
So yeah. Jeff went hurricane. Me and Mike went small tumbler.
Small tumbler. My terracottas were in the shop. I'm very excited. This smells delicious, and this maple syrup, it's been hot here in New York, so the maple syrup was like really runny, so I was able to like pour it like a nice
really shake it
nice. Yeah, Tim, did you sneak any sips of the sugarcane juice?
You know I stole a sip.
Yeah.
Was it apple juice it said it was gonna taste like?
No, it was more of a grass. It was fascinating because it was raw. What'd you say, Jay?
Grass.
Yeah,
lawn
it was,
clippings.
It was sweet and delicious, sweet, but it also had an earthiness to it. It really reminded me of what we were trying to put our finger on about the cachaça with the caipirinha. Yeah. And so that taste is there. It tasted like a live plant, though, right? It tasted to me like
a health food. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it was weird to be getting sugar and chlorophyll all at once.
Yeah, chlorophyll. That's
more like chlorophyll.
This does not make the ribosome.
I've got a sugarcane story, but I'm going to save it until after first sips.
Great.
Well, I still do want to talk about my two tooth stories.
Perfect.
Here we go.
Great.
Mm.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
It's the freaky deaky stinky stinky.
That warms your whole chest. I mean, it cools your whole chest as you drink it down.
It's cools.
I don't know what's going on. My chest is feeling. There's something going on here.
Something goes on. Something cardiac.
We're having
happening.
A cardiac event. Ooh.
I think it's delicious and it's strong and it makes me think it tastes like the building blocks of other tiki drinks. Like you would. The dark rum and the lime and the sugar, it's like you start with this and then you add your weird stuff on top. But this is just like mainline and boom.
Yeah, it makes you want to chug it, huh?
It kind of does.
But
makes
you can't.
If you go into a tiki bar and then they bring you down to the basement where they're serving this stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This does. This is good. This is a nice, simple tiki drink.
Mike, are you getting any maple?
I don't make
taste?
Tiki drinks at home because it's too much stuff. But yeah. This, of course, I could do. Am I getting maple taste?
Is it coming through?
Oh, yes. Loud and clear.
Ready for an Eggo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd drink Eggos all day long if it was
sort of a breakfast tiki drink.
Yeah.
I mean, I think maple syrup is delicious in a like a old fashioned. Mm-hmm. You can't really picture it with lime.
With fruit.
You're twisted, Mike. Is your sugar cane coming through, Jay? I got it. Mine is like I put 2 ounces of crushed ice and I shook it until it was almost disappeared, and then I poured it on new cubes. So mine is kind of all in perfect measure. The lime and the cane juice and the rum all kind of disappeared into each other.
Me too.
Rum is, yep. You can taste rum for sure.
I didn't measure my ice, but that sounds about right. And I'm not tasting, it doesn't taste like anything really distinct. It could be any, I see why they say, oh, it could be orange juice, you know?
Yeah.
Ooh. You know what I'll say? This, call me crazy, but this would be a Christmas time tiki drink. With the maple syrup in it.
I like
it. Yeah, if I was tasting what you're tasting, I would say, hell yeah, dude.
For sure. Yeah, what about it?
If I had made a strange, weird choice with this drink, yeah, I would agree with you.
What if you're stirring it up, too, with a candy cane, get a little mint in there with the... Ooh! Maple mint? Ooh, look, I got two good drinks I'm coming up with this time.
Maple mint. I just expressed my... orange zest, which I forgot to do, and that just brought this thing to a whole new level.
These are great.
You're making planners punch. You're not expressing your orange. Oh.
Yeah, there are so many rinds out there that are unexpressed.
Express yourself.
I can't even think about it. It's so sad. We live our lives just not even, we have blinders on.
Now, did you keep cubes in there, yes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I put two of my shaken cubes in there.
Yeah, I had to fill the glass. So I poured on fresh cubes, and then I was like, come on, fill the glass. And so I dumped a couple of the shaker cubes.
It's really good.
It is funny, like, if, you know, we show our drinks to each other, if it was like, you know, half an inch deep, you're like, oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, it's happened. We learned that early and often in the pod.
Happens to the best of us.
Yeah.
Here's what I was going to say about teeth. So, wisdom teeth.
Here we go.
When I got mine out. I got some wisdom teeth out. They had to do the thing where they like cut them in half, so, and then they
Jesus.
Like, just shimmy them out. You know, two of them they just like shook out, and the other ones they had to like break them out. But when they do that, when they are like, you know, drilling through the bone, you get just like the smell of that in the air.
Yeah,
and I've been told what it smells like, and it does smell like this:
Doritos. Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know what the deal is, but.
That makes me would make me a little snackish sitting in that
yeah.
chair.
Yeah, I was snackish for sure. The other thing I was going to mention is, you know, when you get you get suggested videos on your or suggested Instagram accounts on your Instagram.
Yeah,
the ones that are coming through to me a lot lately have been close up dental surgery. Tooth extraction, filling cavities, that type of thing. I don't know
why.
I don't know. I don't know. I get a lot of, also recently I've been getting a lot of earwax removal, like deep camera.
Jesus
videos.
Christ.
So that I've heard of, because there's a world of these medical videos that are very certain people
like
are entertained
find it relieving.
By. Like,
it's the pimple popper world. The pimple popper, I would be lying if I said I wasn't entertained by those.
Wow. You like watching a pimple pop.
Oh,
certainly. Yeah, I do too.
Does it give you, it's gratifying to watch? It's like,
it's relieving.
There's something about it. There's just so gross. And there's,
I've seen, like, I saw a viral TikTok of like a girl who like her boyfriend was about to pop a pimple and she was like, let me watch. And like, she was like freaking out because she wanted to watch. Are you like that?
No, I don't freak out, but,
you'd never really lose your cool, huh?
I keep it pretty cool, especially around these planters punches. Ooh.
Well, the earwax extraction is another thing where some people will have like 4 inches of dark black wax in there, and you can pull it out with like a chopstick situation.
Yeah. Those ones are satisfying to see like a whole thing come out. And you're like, oh man, this, it's all so clean in there now.
Ew.
Yeah.
Have you ever used one of those? You can buy them on Amazon.
Corkscrew things?
Huh?
The corkscrew type things?
No. No, those I've seen advertised too, but the things where like it's a little camera stick and you put it in your ear and like the image shows up on your phone. It's like a little pen camera.
Damn. Well, I can think of a lot of places to put that thing.
Yeah, your nose maybe. Well, your ears are disgusting. It's basically
not mine.
Hmm.
Well, hold on. I was going to tell a sugarcane story, or now I can tell an earwax story. You guys choose.
I think we've covered earwax. Yes. That might not be for everybody.
Great. Well, unless some people are getting off on it, whatever. Maybe they'll get off on sugarcane. I was in the Dominican Republic. In New Yorkers call it the DR, if you've heard.
Nice.
Mr. DR.
And I went, and I really stuck out there. I felt like when I left the resort, walking on the beach, a lot of the locals like to come talk to me because I kind of looked like a cartoonish tourist, you know?
Mm. Yeah.
Big fat Greek jag off on their beaches. They wanted to come talk to me. And so like a lot of people would like chit chat with, I mean, maybe it's just a friendly place, but I felt like I was particular kind of like getting a lot of people just chatting with me. And at one point I go up to this vendor that's serving sugarcane. Uh-huh. And it's like this guy, you know, sugarcane, kind of looks like a bamboo stick. And they're like, with a big machete. Yeah. Chops you like a 2-foot piece of it, and then he shaves the skin off, and then he hands you this thing, and you kind of chew on it, and then it's sweet, but then you don't swallow, you spit it out, and it's a great snack. You guys had?
No. And very it just good. Tastes like sugar?
Tastes exactly like this juice that me and Jeff have, where it's sweet, and then at the end...
Grass.
Sour.
You must have seemed like a big panda bear. Just honking on a big old bamboo shoot.
I was just kind of sitting there on my ass, just kind of eating all their sugar cane. So I go to this vendor, I buy a 2-foot long stick of sugar cane, and then I'm walking. And then there's this lady in the beach chair, and she like kind of calls to me and waves me over. And I was like, what? And I just like, she's like, hanging out in a bikini on the beach, like, hey, come here. And I'm like, yeah. I walk over, and she takes my sugar cane, puts her two hands on it, she snaps it in half, and then she hands me back half, and then she takes half. And then she was eating it. And I just stared at her like, what? And she's like, yeah, thank you. And then there you go. I said, I guess
okay.
I guess what's mine is hers.
I guess that was a robbery.
I'll try that next time I see a waiter walk by with a nice fresh plate of swordfish, grilled swordfish.
come here.
Rip
the swordfish in half.
No, but just there's a happy ending to the story. That lady that took half the sugar cane, she is safely incarcerated. I told the police, don't worry. She's in solitary at the moment.
Life behind bars.
Yep.
Damn.
Deserved it.
Well, this is a great drink.
It is really good. You know, it makes me think about how, especially Jeff, you got that Myers. That's kind of a stiff rum, sharp taste.
Yeah.
It's amazing how a little sweet and a little lime can sort of just disarm it.
Now, do you guys remember we were walking through the, when we were on tour, we went through the Sarah Duke Garden near Duke University.
Yes.
And we came upon the bamboo patch. Do you remember the fun panda fact I told you about that?
No.
Yeah. What was it?
It was that pandas just kind of developed a liking for bamboo, like the way, kind of like the way humans eat like candy and chips. Like they don't do anything for them. They're not very nutrient heavy for. Yeah, there's nothing like nutritious for them, but they just love to eat them. And if you have a panda in a zoo, it's like a lot of your attention goes to like bringing more bamboo shoots.
Just because you're just snacking on them.
They love it.
Just because they like to eat them, but they don't really do anything for them.
Well, it's like crunchable. Us with the Cool Ranch Doritos, I guess.
Yeah. You just like to eat them. I don't think it makes the pandas fat, though. I don't think it like, it doesn't like.
It's not candy.
Right.
They say that sugar cane is like the nutrient rich version of bamboo. They're related.
I got cane on the
So this is good. You can get your nutrients. Make yourself a planner's punch.
Yeah.
Get a little planner in your punch.
Get healthy.
How do you nutrient?
How would you guys tweak this? Because I'm looking forward to round two.
I understand the SRAM method of any juice you want. Splash of OJ, splash of pineapple juice. But that'll cloudy it up. I'm kind of liking its glassy allure.
It's smooth.
It's a smooth one. I'm going to make another one, and I'm going to add a lot more sugarcane juice because I have it, and I want to taste it.
It's okay. Good. I mean, it's a good ingredient. You may as well.
It's just going to ferment anyway.
It's just going to ferment. And then I am tasting, like, the Meyers is good, and, like, I like it because Meyers just screams tiki, but it's dominating.
Yeah. Mm. I like Meyers as, you know, we've learned when you're making a tiki drink to use multiple rums. Yes. I like Meyers as, like, my teeny little splash in the mix with some cheapo rums or something.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that now.
Well, hold on. Just right before you do that, Jeff, would you mind if I change the subject?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Sure. We've done it all. We've been talking about teeth. We've been talking about
earwax.
Beaches. Earwax. Yeah.
The drink, of course. Yeah. I mean, now you something new, something different.
Well, maybe this came up. I wasn't really totally paying attention. If you guys have been jumping around topics, maybe you mentioned. Can I just say, Harry Styles has really come into his own.
Yeah.
Into his own?
Into his own.
Yes, Harry Styles, of course.
Don't you think he was in One Direction and then he went solo and just like
I think he was and he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he in that porno movie Wonder Erection?
Oh my god. Mike, you're an adult film freak. It would be so funny if I saw your Instagram story and you were at the AVN Awards and
just watching.
Just a fan.
Freaking out because you're meeting a porn star.
Oh,
my God. I got Jenna Jameson's autograph. She and I have actually never worked together. That's interesting.
Who? Oh, really? Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, but Harry has come into his own. This new album, just shows a maturity to it. And it's just really, he's good. And I like it. And I was wondering if you guys wanted to listen to the first single off the new Harry Styles album.
If we'd want to, or if we have?
If you want to do so now.
Oh, now? Yeah, sure. Yeah, boot up the Spotify.
Sure.
Hit it!
Holding a drink, thirsty and holding a drink. I want you to tell me what drink I have, so I know what I'll taste. Oh, in this drink, there's dark rum. You know it's got juice, cane, planter's punch. In this drink, there is lime. You know it's got juice, cane, planter's punch.
Juice, cane?
Planter's punch.
Oh, juice, comma, cane.
Planter's punch.
Oh.
You know that I know Zane.
Juice, comma, cane, I guess.
That's probably
is that what
he meant.
Said. Yo, you have the who is the Tim? You got
I'm
lyrics.
I'm looking at
sheet
the
up.
Lyrics. You know, I've got juice, comma, cane. Yeah, so he said cane juice,
comma.
Right?
Juice, comma, cane. Period. Planter's or colon planter's punch.
Yes, and yeah, cool. So yeah, he just was wondering about what the drink he had was, and then he looked at the ingredients and he kind of figured it out.
That's
really
great.
Good.
I am excited to hear the whole album because I haven't heard that single at all. So that's cool.
Well, he's a style icon, Mike.
Yeah. Well, his last name, sure.
that reminds me of earlier today when I couldn't find the sugarcane juice. You remember. We told the whole story about it.
Yeah.
And then when I found it and I was headed to the place and I said, I can't believe this is right by me. And I was in my car and I turned on the radio and the song was going, sugarcane sugar find, sugarcane sugar find. And I was like, that's exactly like my situation right now.
This guy is the new album called Planner's Punch Propaganda?
Yep.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think I haven't double checked. Please, slopheads, fact checked us on that one. We don't.
That's very interesting. This whole thing is interesting. I find it a curious. The song is great. I love the song.
Sure.
Instrumentation, lyrics are perfect. I the vocal choice being so upfront in the mix is curious, but
yeah, that's, well, I guess he's really come into it.
Well, that's, you know, that's between you and the engineers, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah. And again,
and you will, I don't know, take it up
mixing and mastering. And
I know, I would say I know jack shit about engineering and mastering. So yeah, I'm going to go with, the international superstar megastar style icon. Yeah. Probably gonna go with that one on this one. Huh?
Gonna go with that one on this one. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
What?
All right, folks. We're gonna go tweak these planters' punches.
Ooh, freaky tweaky tiki.
And when we come back, our final thoughts.
Love it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And we're back with our tweaked planter's punches. Check this out.
How did you tweak, Jeff? What did you do?
Look at that. Enough rind. I just put a big old hunk of orange in there.
You're not fucking around anymore.
Did you express?
You give zero fucks, Jeff.
I did a little half squeeze, you know?
ZFGs, the J-Man way.
Get a little home style in there, some pulp.
Home style runner.
Very nice.
And then, and then I did a split bass, Myers and Bacardi. And then split way more.
Split bass, listen to this fucking Whoa. Craft mixology, man, over here. Whoa.
And then an extra 2 ounces of the good stuff. The grass.
Grass juice, baby. And what's the verdict?
Oh, that's a drink right there. Better.
Oh, Jeffy's planter punch. It's customizable. Everyone makes their own planter.
Oh, I'm tasting the grass.
Ooh.
Oh, the grass.
Now, here's what I did. I love the taste of that cane juice, but I wasn't getting a grassy flavor. So I was like, oh, I'm going to try what Jack Schramm mentioned of just like using any juice. Because like we said, there's not a lot of juice in this. It's not like we're making a tequila sunrise or something where it's like a huge amount of juice. So I, instead of cane juice on this round, I took my, I had bought an orange for my fucking twist.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff, you said you did a little squeeze. I did a big juice press.
Damn.
And I used fresh OJ instead of the
cane juice.
And the look of it is exactly like the other one. I sipped it. It was maybe a little, it wasn't quite as sweet. So then I have some fancy cane sugar syrup and I put a little drizzle of that. So slopheads, if you couldn't find cane juice, use OJ and a little bit of sugar. You're good.
This is some drink. You can put orange juice in it. I think
they protected themselves. Like when you call it punch, that just means whatever.
I think it's because the thing was when this drink was made, it was like rum was new and it was like Jamaican dark rum. Holy shit. So the sugar you use and the juice you use are like, yeah, whatever. You're diluting the rum, but the rum.
But the rum.
The rum.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Using the tongue.
And for my second round, I used a little Bane juice.
Bane juice?
Yes.
Yes. What does that mean? Ooh, what's Bane juice?
It's my sweat. All right. I'm not going to keep going with that. Let's get to the we like about these.
Okay. So there's no Bane juice. That was a joke.
There's no Bane juice. I didn't make a second round.
But why? How did your brain get to Bane? That's what we know.
Bane sounds like Kane.
Oh, there you go.
For the first letter, I saw the C in Kane, and I said, let me step this back a bit. Just one step.
This is awesome. Boop. We should do podcast commentaries where Mike can explain how
what goes on his twisted mind. The wickedly talented Mike Hanford.
The untalented Mike.
All right, edit that out, Jeff. Let's keep moving.
Final thoughts. I'll go first. I like it. I like my tweak version better than the IBA. I don't know. This is another one. I'm going to call it an IBA blunder.
What? Ooh. Yeah. But you got the cane juice, Jeff.
Yeah, but every place tells you to get the cane juice.
No, they don't. A lot of the recipes say pineapple
whatever juice.
Some places want you to get Bane juice.
All right.
I'm looking at the recipe that Shram pointed me to on Punch, punchdrink.com. It's dark rum, lime juice, pineapple juice, OJ, simple syrup. I think it would be pretty close to this. Sorry, yeah. Continue.
No, this one I'm having right now is very good and a 5-star. Ooh. The last one is a little bit like, I like it, but it's just, I'm more drinking it. It's very Myers heavy, but it's cold and I just want that cold. So I end up drinking it too fast, even though I don't love it.
Ooh. Yep.
I got to follow Jeff on this one. For me, this is an FSD as well. And what I like about it... Is
FSD?
A 5-star drink. What I like about this is it's so customizable. You can do anything you want.
Anything?
Love it.
You can't be wrong with this one. This is great.
Add everything. Add nothing at all. Oh, crack a beer. You have it a Planner's Punch.
Crack a beer, open up a bag of Doritos. Man. Ooh, it's Planner's Punch.
You might think you're getting your teeth sawed out.
I love it. It's an order grin for me. And I'll tell you that I like, there's some drinks we drink and we're like, oh, that's crushable. And you know, I'd chug these, but I like this as a little stiffy. I feel colonial. I feel like I could be down in a historic old tavern of some sort. And I would drink this slowly. It's a pretty intense little growler.
Yeah, it deserves your respect.
There you go.
I'm excited for mixing a concoction like up this. Oh boy, I am. Like my head just got planted in the Jamaican dirt. I am excited to make a drink like this for the fucking Christmas season, and I'm gonna do some fun stuff with it.
Yeah. I could see it. I get it. It for Christmas because it's rum. It's a nighttime drink. This is not Caipirinha. You're not standing in the sun drinking this.
Yeah. It does have a sort of a heavy vibe to it. Put you to sleep type of
is that everybody's final thought?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, this is nothing like my first Planner's Punch. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
I didn't tell you that story.
You can tell us that story.
It was I think it was just after Birthday Boy season 2, and we're at the Tiki T.
Oh boy.
Tiki bar, right? But I'm not at the bar. I'm over on the side because there's a woman over there.
Oh my God, a woman at a tiki bar.
Curvy like I like. Hey. And shaped like this, you know? See my hands?
Right.
Yeah.
Would you say she had a badonkadonk donk?
Oh yeah, well, you see the shape of my hand?
Oh my donk! Oh, whoa!
You're doing like a hurricane glass shape.
And then, so I'm talking to this girl, there's something about her, right?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, you better be careful, my husband doesn't see you talking to me like this.
Jeez, Jeff. Be careful out there.
Talk to me like this.
Lady, I don't see that. I don't see that husband around here. She's like, well, he's very rich and famous. So you better watch out, big boy. And so she's telling me, well, you got to watch out for my husband. But there's also like a flirty vibe to it. And so I'm like, I think that she's kind of into this. And so I leaned in for a kiss, right?
Yeah.
I'm kissing her. I'm like, this is great. She's so beautiful and curvy, like I mentioned. But then when I come off her, I was just like, it tastes like maybe like a little bit like a peanut.
Yeah. Salty kind of.
And then no sooner do I realize that, she gasps. That's where it's around. And I turned around and pow, right in the mouth. I got punched in the jaw by her husband. And then so I'm seeing stars, right? And as soon as
you took a trip to the
a trip to the planetarium. And then I swear, like, as soon as my vision kind of corrected itself, I saw her get let out the door by, it looked like a giant peanut with a top hat, and a monocle and a tux.
A tux.
I think Mr. Peanut. I think Kane? My first
Spats.
I think my first planner's punch was getting punched by Mr. Peanut at the Tiki T.
Jesus,
this is crazy.
That is nuts.
Now, is that true though?
Yeah. No, I gave you the timestamp and everything. This was 2014.
The thing that's crazy so about that.
Obama era. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was 2014. I remember in 2014 seeing you one day, and like you had kind of like a, you know, your lip was a little swollen. You were kind of talking a little bit like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's up? You're like, oh, I think I got a spider bite or something. I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay. We don't have to talk about your spider bite. Spider whatever. Bite.
Yeah, on the chin.
On the chin.
Well, this is the real story.
It's crazy that Mr. Peanut
and hit Mrs. Peanut and Mrs.
Peanut. Hit you.
I should have known something was up. I told you that she was curvy.
Yeah, right.
I didn't mention the texture of her skin.
You got hit by Mr. Peanut, and then he walked you out.
No, he walked her out.
Oh, he walked her out.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
They're spouses.
Yeah.
Was he mad, or was that like,
oh yeah.
Maybe she had a hall pass.
Maybe.
She's like, she was putting her glasses on, she's like, was that Steve Zahn?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, baby, that was Steve Zahn. Your hall pass is done.
Is Steve Zahn the other guy in Hall Pass with Jason Sudeikis?
No, but Jeff kind of looks like Steve Zahn. If he didn't have any glasses on.
I mean, Mr. Peanut wears a monocle, so if he was looking with his bad eye, he probably thought he was punching Steve Zahn. What did Mr. Peanut... I feel like they did like a press release thing in the last year that was kind of like a cute baby thing. Like,
yo, he died.
Baby Peanut.
He died, right?
He died, and a baby took
his... And then a baby took his place.
It was like a Super Bowl ad or something, but...
Well, I say good riddance. You're punching Jeff? Fuck you, dude. Yeah.
There was a time when Bill Hader was Mr. Peanut's voice in commercials.
That's awesome.
And yeah, they looked like a very... They were good commercials, I will say. I will say that. It was like a holiday party
in a
fun spot with like... a nice hearth.
I think it's a little weird that they knew the next Mr. Peanut at that young an age.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's sort of a Dalai Lama situation.
They're just grooming him, I guess.
Like they just sort of anoint him at a young age, and then mm-hmm. I guess they rise to the occasion. They fill the shoes.
I'll have peanuts sometimes where I'll like just about to crack the shell on one, and I'll be like, wait a minute, hold on, this guy actually might be. And I'll talk to friends of mine who are in the peanut world, and they're like, no, he's good, but he's like, not, we got another guy we're working on. I was like, oh, okay, great. So I'll crack this one open and eat it. Crack his head, crack his body open and eat it.
Crack his body in half, suck out his insides.
His guts.
His exoskeleton.
Hey, if you're in South Carolina, you boil him up.
That's true. That's true.
Well, folks, it was a good episode.
Certainly was. God damn, I wish I could listen to this shit.
If you want more boys, check us out on patreon.com/thesloppyboys. And if you want these recipes ahead of time, you know where to follow us, at The Sloppy Boys, on all social platforms.
Not TikTok.
Not yet. Ooh. Someday.
We should do a funny dance.
Ooh, yeah.
Our kitchen isn't nice enough, Tim. We need a nice kitchen first.
Yeah, we need an island.
Well, what do you say we meet back here next week and we'll do one more drink?
I love that for us.
Sounds good to me.
Did you say sounds good, Timmy?
Yeah. Did you say that, Jeff? I meant to say sounds good, Jeffy. Sounds good, Jeffy.
Bye, folks.
Bye.
Both these ways. I'm like, whoa, whoa, what you doing, folks? Oh, shit. Both of these bitches.